I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, April 21st. A man was injured after he was shot in the parking lot of a hotel in Braintree. Police received calls at about 6 o'clock Saturday night for shots fired at the Extended Stay America Hotel on Rockdale Road. A short time later, police received a call for a person who was shot near a men's warehouse on Granite Street. When officers responded, they found the victim, who was shot near his foot. The victim, who was shot in the Extended Stay America parking lot, was also a guest at that hotel. He was taken to South Shore Hospital to be treated for his injuries. A Braintree firefighter who was working a private detail at the hotel told police he heard gunshots and saw a man run toward the edge of the parking lot. Employees at a nearby FedEx building also heard the gunshots, and the property was put on lockdown for several hours following the incident. Bullet fragments were recovered from the hotel parking lot. Police have been unable to get in contact with a person of interest who was registered to a room at the Extended Stay America. Anybody with information about the shooting is asked to contact Braintree Police. Quincy firefighters responded to a two-alarm fire at the New England Fertilizer Company at the Quincy Shipyard on Friday. A blaze broke out in some ductwork at the company on South Street at about 10 o'clock Friday morning. Crews struggled to gain access to the fire and had to cut through some metal ductwork to douse the blaze. The fire was under control about an hour later. No one was hurt. Company dries out sludge from the MWRA treatment plant on Deer Island and turns it into fertilizer. There have been multiple similar fires at that plant over the past several years. Well, two teenage hikers from Plymouth were rescued from the summit of Mount Washington in New Hampshire over the weekend. 18-year-old Vaughn Webb and 17-year-old Kong Nguyen, both from Plymouth, were rescued Saturday night after experiencing difficulties in harsh weather conditions at the summit while on a hike. The rescue happened a day after three Massachusetts women were rescued from a New Hampshire trail on Friday. About 7:30 Saturday night, New Hampshire Fish and Game Department officials received a 911 call indicating that Webb and Nguyen were both at the summit of Mount Washington and seeking shelter from wind-driven precipitation next to a building. One of the teens was experiencing significant leg pain as a result of an unknown ailment. Officers were able to contact an employee of Mount Washington State Park, who went out and began searching for the two. The Mount Washington Auto Road was also contacted. They advised that they had cleared the road sufficiently to allow vehicle traffic to the summit. Conservation officers then began responding in four-wheel drive pickup trucks to reach the summit and return before the incoming snow. By about 8 o'clock Saturday night, a state park employee located Webb and Nguyen brought them inside the state park building and had first aid rendered to address the leg pain. By 9 o'clock, a conservation officer was on scene and began driving the two hikers back down the auto road. By 10 o'clock, everybody involved was safely off the mountain. Several search and rescue missions take place on the mountain every year. Personnel from Mount Washington State Park and the Mount Washington Auto Road often help in the rescue missions. Well, it was a Kenyan sweep for the men's and women's divisions in yesterday's 130th Boston Marathon, as Sharon Lokedi and John Korer defended their titles, with Korer shattering the course record. In the wheelchair divisions, Marcel Hug claimed his ninth victory and Eden Rainbow Cooper secured her second win. Korer set a new course record with an unofficial time, 2 hours, 1 minute, 52 seconds, besting the previous mark of 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 2 seconds from 2011. The course record is worth an additional $50,000 in prize money. American Daniel Romanchuk finished second. In addition to the world-class professional competitors, about 30,000 other athletes hailing from 132 countries in all 50 states, including over 4,600 Massachusetts residents, were aiming to conquer the historic course. First place men and women in the open division will earn $150,000. Winners in the wheelchair division receive $50,000. And Corer cashes in on an additional $50,000 bonus because he set a course record. Some celebrities who took to the historic course include Chelsea Clinton, who finished in 3 hours, 40 minutes, 52 seconds. Retired Boston Bruins star Zdeno Chara, who finished with a time of 3 hours, 18 minutes. Retired NASA astronaut Suni Williams, who finished in 5 hours, 52 minutes, 49 seconds. Dropkick Murphys multi-instrumentalist Jeff DeRosa finished in 3 hours, 40 minutes, 32 seconds. Former Team USA soccer player Christine Lilly finished in 5 hours, 16 minutes, 32 seconds. Boston-based comedian Laura Green, who finished in 3 hours, 50 minutes, 17 seconds. And Love Island USA Season 7 winner Brian Arenales, who finished 4 hours, 6 minutes, 49 seconds, among others. Nearly 200 organizations partner with the Boston Marathon to raise tens of millions of dollars every year. This year, the charity runners account for about 10% of the total field size. Last year, the Bank of America Boston Marathon official charity program reached a new record fundraising level of $50.4 million. Since the official charity program's inception in 1989, more than $600 million has been raised surrounding the Boston Marathon. North Quincy High School baseball will honor past league championship teams from 1979, 1989, 2009, and 2025 this evening at 5:30 at Adams Field. And then at 6 o'clock, North Quincy will play Quincy in the opening round of the Stephen J. Sullivan Tournament. Players and their families are invited to Malachy Saloon and Quincy Center for a celebration after the game. The Quincy Climate Action Network will host an Earth Day Climate Action Workshop Wednesday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the United First Parish Church in Quincy Center. Technology developed by MIT will demonstrate which climate actions will lead to real-world impact. That event is free and open to all. A reminder, the Quincy Police Department conducts certified child passenger safety seat installations and inspections every Tuesday from 4 to 8 p.m. at no cost to the public. Just drive to the front of the new police station on C Street and ask an officer inside for a car seat installation technician. Also a reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy is delayed one day all this week due to the Patriots Day holiday yesterday. Check out business news. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 4 points. The NASDAQ dropped 64, and the S&P fell 16. Oil prices slipped. Asian shares were higher today, with the future of U.S.-Iran talks aimed at ending the war in doubt. The dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil at $94 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat Detroit 8-6, they welcome the Yankees to Fenway at 6:45 this evening. And the Philadelphia 76ers are taking on the Celtics. Game 2 of the playoffs tonight at 7 o'clock in Boston. The Bruins taking on the Sabres. Game 2 of their playoffs in Buffalo tonight at 7:30. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service: partly cloudy with a high around 50 degrees. For tonight, cloudy and a low 35. Showers tomorrow at a high of 47. Sun and clouds on Thursday, high of 58. Mostly sunny, 55 on Friday. For the boater, waves about a foot. Northeast winds, 5 to 10 knots, become southeast 10 to 15 later today. High tide, 3:21 p.m. Sunrise, 5:53, sets at 7:31. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 9:30 this morning, 6 o'clock Wednesday morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, April 21st.